Section C. Compound Dictation. At the apartment, we found an unshaven, gray-haired man sitting in a shabby recliner. He had an embarrassed grin on his face. His hands were violently trembling, and the place stank of bottles. A big part of my job as a New York City Fire Department emergency medical technician was picking up drunks, frequent flyers. Typically, they were smelly, annoying, uncooperative characters. On this call, my partner told the patient he needed to pull himself together and stop drinking. He just sat there. As I took his blood pressure, he looked me in the eye. That look gave me the shivers. A second later, his hands stopped shaking. He seized and died. After work, I went to see a movie with a bottle of Jack Daniels and got hammered. The way he'd looked into my eyes, it was as if he'd known that I often went to the movies to get drunk, as if he knew that I, too, had a big drinking problem. And then one day, I stopped. At my annual checkup, the doctor asked how much I drank. I said I was a social drinker. Meaning what, he asked. 1 or 2 drinks a week? Well, 15 or 20 a day, I said. At the moment, I became one of the 5% of alcoholics who can simply quit drinking. It took just one step. That was 5 years ago. I still remember the look the old man gave me in the last moments of his life. Like my doctor's expression, it has stayed with me and helped me stay sober. He may be gone, but as long as I'm around, he will never be anonymous. Now the passage will be read again. At the apartment, we found an unshaven, gray-haired man sitting in a shabby recliner. He had an embarrassed grin on his face. His hands were violently trembling, and the place stank of bottles. A big part of my job as a New York City Fire Department emergency medical technician was picking up drunks, frequent flyers. Typically, they were smelly, annoying, uncooperative characters. On this call, my partner told the patient he needed to pull himself together and stop drinking. He just sat there. As I took his blood pressure, he looked me in the eye. That look gave me the shivers. A second later, his hands stopped shaking. He seized and died. After work, I went to see a movie with a bottle of Jack Daniels and got hammered. The way he'd looked into my eyes, it was as if he'd known that I often went to the movies to get drunk, as if he knew that I, too, had a big drinking problem. And then one day, I stopped. At my annual checkup, the doctor asked how much I drank. I said I was a social drinker. Meaning what, he asked. 1 or 2 drinks a week? Well, 15 or 20 a day, I said. At the moment, I became one of the 5% of alcoholics who can simply quit drinking. It took just one step. That was 5 years ago. I still remember the look the old man gave me in the last moments of his life. Like my doctor's expression, it has stayed with me and helped me stay sober. He may be gone, but as long as I'm around, he will never be anonymous. Now the passage will be read for the third time. At the apartment, we found an unshaven, gray-haired man sitting in a shabby recliner. He had an embarrassed grin on his face. His hands were violently trembling, and the place stank of bottles. A big part of my job as a New York City Fire Department emergency medical technician was picking up drunks, frequent flyers. Typically, they were smelly, annoying, uncooperative characters. On this call, my partner told the patient he needed to pull himself together and stop drinking. He just sat there. As I took his blood pressure, he looked me in the eye. That look gave me the shivers. A second later, his hands stopped shaking. He seized and died. After work, I went to see a movie with a bottle of Jack Daniels and got hammered. The way he'd looked into my eyes, it was as if he'd known that I often went to the movies to get drunk, as if he knew that I, too, had a big drinking problem. And then one day, I stopped. At my annual checkup, the doctor asked how much I drank. I said I was a social drinker. Meaning what, he asked. One or two drinks a week? Well, 15 or 20 a day, I said. At the moment, I became one of the 5% of alcoholics who can simply quit drinking. It took just one step. That was 5 years ago. I still remember the look the old man gave me in the last moments of his life. Like my doctor's expression, it has stayed with me and helped me stay sober. He may be gone, but as long as I'm around, he will never be anonymous.